flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Jesse. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Jesse, welcome to the program. Random question, question.
All right, let's see here. What do we got for you?
Okay, Jesse, this is a deep one. Would you rather spend one day with your childhood pet, one day, or 1 hour with a late loved one? You can spend one day with a pet that you've had along the way, or you could spend 1 hour with a late loved one.
I'm taking the late loved one. Although, to be fair, the one that immediately popped into mind, like, bro, you died before you gave me my $150 back, so that can we make good? Now, there are other loved ones I would enjoy spending time with. There's one who I do believe owes me money, but I'm picking the loved one.
Okay.
How long is the duration?
Well, you've got one day with a childhood pet. You've got 1 hour with a late loved one.
This is going to sound horrible.
Are you taking Tigger?
No. Is there enough time? Like, would it be bad if I brought my grandma back and said, Grandma, make him some mac and cheese?
Can she do it in 1 hour?
I don't know.
She can get a...
She could write down the recipe to that mac and cheese that nobody has.
So you would take the grandmother because of the mac and cheese?
Well, I would love to see my grandmother.
But that's not what you open
But with. You're not talking about anything grandma. You're talking about, all right, how many blends of cheese do you use?
Well, we have all the other recipes. We just don't have that one.
In a theory, Ted could talk to her about many things while she makes the mac and cheese.
Correct.
It's not one or the other.
She's just one of those grandmas that always said, I should write these down. And then unfortunately died earlier than we thought at like 73.
Yeah, okay. All right.
So what are you picking there, Jesse?
I'm going with Ted. I need some family recipes. I need an hour.
Yeah. You need an hour.
Who are you going to first?
That hour's going to fly by.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't have it.
But listen, you guys aren't thinking about one thing about your random question about would you rather spend 5 years in prison or 10 years in a coma? After you get out of the coma, you're going to spend a couple years rebuilding your body so you can walk. 5 years in prison, you still walking when you get out, hopefully.
And I'll probably be swole, because there ain't a whole lot of other things to do.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think I'd take an hour with my grandfather.
Yep.
And on the other side, if I were to pick the other side, it'd be a day with my cat, Senior Larry.
Senior Larry, really?
Yeah,
that's
man.
The one.
He was just the coolest. He probably is still the coolest pet that I've ever owned.
I would take my old dog, Fenris. For a day. I mean, look, I'm taking
the
loved
Belgian
one.
Belgian Shepherd?
That was the Belgian Shepherd that didn't bark and hit his testicles on the fence. That dog was so good and smarter than your roommate's girlfriend, to be honest with you. Like, better conversation than he couldn't speak. But that dog was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, and I mean, like, I had a couple friends that died in, like, my 20s. It'd be fun to have Joe back and drink an ice house with him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, the only thing that you would
if
want
I
to sit down...
If I brought Leon back for an hour...
Well, man, if you started...
There would be a fight. Not with some, no. He would not fight me, but like someone would get their ass kicked. We'd probably end up in jail, and now I have to do the 5 years, and
but
he's
it
dead
would be,
again.
It would be, okay, because you know you would want to go to a bar with a late friend and just kick it.
Oh, God, yeah.
That hour would be 5 minutes. Bless you.
It would go by so fast.
You would just wish it lasted long. It would be absolute torture to know the time is ticking. Dude, we can get one more. Dude, we can do one more. Come on, man. And just,
but I guess at the end of the day, I don't have like unfinished business with Tigger.
That sounds like a Winnie the Pooh book.
Yeah. Unfinished business with Tigger. Get in here. I've been waiting for you. Right? Like, I'd be like, cool, he's here.
Milk bones.
We're not going to talk. I'm just going to play with him for a day. Like,
milk bones.
I'd rather have that quick hour. You're getting like four ice houses with Joe.
The thing, been a bother I feel like me. With Leon, man, he'd come back for 1 hour, we'd have gone to the bar, gotten arrested, somehow he gets out, had sex with three different women, and then would die again. Because that's just, and he's still the ugliest dude I've ever known in my life. But ladies loved them. Because apparently women like men that look like Klingons. And even tell you, I know I look like a Klingon. Like, not my fault, man. It's my parents.
But they come back and they just want to go to McDonald's real fast. They're like, no, we're not doing that. We are going to a bar. We are talking. We are drinking. We are hanging out. We're just going to.
What do you talk about? Like, what's it
what
like
have you been
being
up to? I'm dead. You know, like, I've been dead, dude. I've been doing nothing.
I mean,
nothing.
You're right. I don't have to. I mean, Grandma doesn't have to make the mac and cheese. She could write down the recipe as we have an Egg McMuffin.
Okay. The funny thing that would happen to me is Dad gets his grandmother back for 1 hour, and somehow she just doesn't get around to getting that recipe down.
Right.
Just the bitterness.